Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
Thanks again for joining us for Straight Talk with Patty, collaborating with Hope After Brain Injury. And we're talking with Dr. Adams today, continuing our Hope lessons about her book that Dr. Adams has put out to really address Christian and faith-based counseling. Again, Dr. Adams, thanks for joining me for Straight Talk with Patty and Hope Lessons.
Thank you so much for having me, Patty. You're a delight.
Thanks so much. Let's touch base again as we finished up talking about brain injury is not a mental illness. And you were breaking that down for us. And we were going to talk about techniques for brain injury, for the survivor, for the care partners, the caregivers, the families, and also for healthcare staff, the professionals, the medical population, as they debrief and deal with this. So let's start with the first, Dr. Adams, techniques for survivors. Share with us about that.
Thank you, Patty. There's so many wonderful techniques. As I mentioned earlier, there's no golden standard, so to speak. But depending on who you're working with and the capacity that they have, there are several techniques that are very helpful. The one that most people have researched, that has been researched the most, rather, is cognitive behavioral therapy. And basically that is helping someone recognize their thoughts and how it affects their feelings and their behavior. The other technique that's super helpful is called narrative counseling, and that's when you can create a narrative for your life, and then you want to include the brain injury in that. Again, that's going to take some advanced healing before they can participate in that. Most people are doing research now on eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, because of the trauma of related typically to PTSD and PTSD with brain injury. And sometimes that's very, very helpful. Other times it's done, in my opinion, a little too early. I think that a survivor needs to kind of have some good recovery underneath them so that they're cognitively able to handle that. And then one of the newer therapies is called ACT, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy. I particularly like that one. And it is basically, it was developed in 1999 by Stephen Hayes. And basically it's saying you can accept the emotional part and the negative emotional part of what's happened to you, but you can integrate that into a wonderful story about who you are. And so it's acceptance and then it's commitment. And Patty, you wrote something, I'm going to quote you here, that you didn't realize that is actually part of that. So if you don't mind, I want to read that real quick. Patty says, "Don't try to make yourself the same person you were before the brain injury. Do your best with what you have on the other side of the injury and make the most of every adjustment brain injury has made of you. Embrace it and let it shine life and hope that has purpose." And I think that is the most brilliant way of actually saying what ACT does, but also you embrace the truth that God has another path for you. And when He does that, when He puts brain injury in your life, it's not to defeat you. Is to bring glory to Him. And so part of the counseling that I do is kind of helping, not kind of, I help people recognize the new story that they have and incorporate, and they actually incorporate God into it. And it's an absolutely beautiful experience.
What teamwork and what guidance you have really to navigate, to help us navigate through the whole process. Because like you said, there's really no exact outline or way to do things.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And thankfully, a lot of people are doing research still. And eventually, we'll be able to find a particular therapy that helps. But, you know, just like not every brain injury is the same, therapies are different as well.
Yeah. And so just like that with the survivor, but often the caregivers or the care partners, the families are kind of pushed aside sometime or overlooked. What are some techniques that could help them through this process?
Psychoeducation is really helpful for them, and the reason for that is because they need to understand the different stages they go through. When their loved one is in the crash or what have you, and the brain injury hits them, whatever, however that happens, they are all about, and they should be, let's get my loved one survived, let him live. And then, but there's various stages that they go through that nobody talks to them about. And one of them is, when they hear the word recovery, they assume it's back to 100% of the person before the wreck, before the injury, and that's not the case. So what we have to do as therapists is to help them understand this is the stage it's in, this is the actual language that you probably need to look for, and then the grieving that they go through, and the, what we call ambiguous grief, meaning the person looks the same, but they're not the same. And so that is a lot of it. And with every stage of grief, there's anger, acceptance, denial, all of the different bargaining. And so helping caregivers go through that and connecting them with other caregivers is super important.
And are there some particular places where caregivers can connect with other caregivers?
Baylor Institute for Rehabilitation has a great program. It's called the Peer Mentor Program. Completely free, completely online. And they connect with caregivers with other caregivers, survivors with other survivors, and it's just a peer support, absolutely brilliant program. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So as we go from survivor to a caregiver and care partners and families, what about some of the healthcare professionals? What about them? How are they given possibility of being helped through this or debriefed through this process?
You said exactly right. They need a lot of debriefing, meaning let's talk about what you just experienced, because they get the raw end. Not, I don't mean that like the bad end, but I mean the raw emotion, the raw injury. So because of that, and the person, the survivor doesn't know what they're doing a lot of the time, but it comes across real, can be violent, it can be aggressive, it can, you know, you just don't know. But they need people that they can talk to say, okay, this is what happened. And then somebody to normalize that for them and to realize they're not a bad caregiver, they're not a bad healthcare professional. This is just what brain injury does. And this person, thankfully, is probably not going to remember that. And if they had their wits about them, would never do it anyway. So the best thing you can do as a caregiver, healthcare provider, is never take it personally. And always, always, always grab a partner. Go out after your one of your shifts. Hang out with your buddies and just kind of debrief. You know, if you think about it, Patty, in the Civil War, all the soldiers debriefed at night because nobody fought at night. And so they all went by the campfire. They talked about how horrible their day was or how great it was or what have you. I think we need to do that as healthcare professionals.
So basically not holding it in, but getting it out.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because if you don't, unfortunately, it's going to squirt out the edges. And unfortunately, you know, it may adversely affect your relationship with your patient.
Mm. Mm, so good. How could people get in touch with you? Because I'd like you, if I could have you for one more segment to wrap us up. But before we do, please let our listeners know, how can they get in touch with you, Dr. Adams?
Would love to hear from anyone. You can go on our hopeafterbraininjury.org website and email me there, as well as just email is drdenaadams@gmail.com. It's drdenaadams@gmail.com.
Wonderful. And we'll get that again after our next segment as well. Again, Dr. Adams, thank you for your time to be with Straight Talk with Patty, collaborated with Hope After Brain Injury for our Hope Lessons today.
Thank you for all you're doing, Patty, and I appreciate the help.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.